I have found that there is a deep experience with God that has to do with being filled with the Holy Spirit. This is an experience that Christians of every kind have found throughout the ages of Christianity. And as one writer said, there is a wonderful harmony in these different experiences. It is the baptism or filling or gift of the Holy Spirit. This experience that is described is always the same, but by different names. The Methodists and Nazarenes and others may describe this deeper experience as entire sanctification, holiness, or perfect love. The Baptists may call it the baptism of the Holy Spirit or the filling of the Spirit. The Presbyterian may call it the life of faith or the rest of faith or the full assurance of faith. The Congregationalists may call it entire consecration. The Quaker may call it living in the Spirit or walking in the Spirit or overcoming power. The writers in the Catholic Church and the Greek Church have termed it the death to the self-life or pure love. These are all terms that come out of the Bible, but they describe one experience, being baptized with the Holy Spirit. People's theology about it goes every which direction, and I'm not concerned with that. I'm really not. I don't care who's right or who's wrong on these theological points. But John said Jesus came to baptize us with the Holy Spirit, with fire, purifying fire. And I found that to be so. Jesus told us how to find this experience with the Holy Spirit. It's found in Luke, the 11th chapter, the 9th verse. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him for a fish a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? You see, we humble ourselves before God as his child, as his redeemed child, who can honestly call him Father, because we've been adopted into his family, and we've come to a place of repentance and confession and faith, and we've received Jesus, and now we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the promise of God is this, that we would be filled if we would ask. And we humble ourselves before him and make of ourselves a sacrifice before him and deny ourselves and make God's will our will. And we ask God, and by faith we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, God will give what you ask, and it is according to his will that you receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the gift. I'm not talking about speaking in tongues. I do not practice that, but I don't condemn anybody who does. But the gift is not tongues or a gift of preaching or a gift of this or a gift of that. The gift is the Holy Spirit to do with you whatever God decides. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Fill me each day, Lord. I know that I am powerless without your Spirit. I don't have ministry. I don't have integrity. I don't have anything without your Spirit with me. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. And I believe that, Lord. Without the abiding of the Holy Spirit in my life, I am nothing. So fill me, O Lord. I subject myself to your will. I give myself to you as a sacrifice. Fill me today. Use me today. In Jesus' name, amen.